Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Johnny Mag with your daily comedy news. Did you see Liz Cheney lost her election? Yeah, Jimmy Fallon said Trump was so excited, he threw a ticker tape parade made out of classified documents. That's fantastic, Trevor Noah. But the Liz Cheney story isn't over yet, because she's vowed that she'll still do anything to stop Trump from becoming president again, even possibly running against him. Yeah, and look, I mean, we must admit it's probably a long shot, but don't forget she's a Cheney, and if there's one thing they're committed to, it's regime change. Bill Burr is playing Fenway Park on Sunday. The Boston Globe did a long profile of him. Burr figures he started building his comedy audience in fourth grade. He was at the Lieutenant Peter M. Hansen School in Canton, Massachusetts. He tried to entertain a couple friends. Bill said, "I was making them laugh because that's what I always did to connect with people. Then other kids saw them laughing, and then more kids would come over and wanted to listen. I got to the point where, like, all the boys in the class were listening to this crazy story, and I just feel like my comedy career was the same thing. It started off with, like, two people." A recurring theme in the article is Burr's imposter syndrome. He said the first time he was a featured comic at a stand-up show, "I remember being in my head, like, the crowd's going to know that I'm just good enough to do this, and they're going to eat me alive. You go through imposter syndrome. Why is this happening? This makes no sense. I'm going to be a fraud, found out." You go through all that stuff, and then you go out there, and it's great. He just wants to make people laugh, Bill says. "I just don't want any level of importance put on what I'm saying. I just want to make you laugh. That's all I'm trying to do. And I'm an incredibly flawed human being, so take everything I say with a grain of salt. Don't take any of it seriously, and just have a good time. It's just silly." His opener, Tony V, remembers driving to a college gig in Maine with a young Bill Burr 30 years ago. Tony V says, "Bill went up in front of me and had a really strong set. Then he started picking my brain afterwards, and I go, oh, this guy really gets it." Burr says he used to be a nervous wreck before watching Tony V. He noticed that V didn't write his material down, and when he asked him about it, Tony V said, "If you forget a joke, it's time to stop doing it." That helped Bill Burr realize he could let loose. Tony V is the difference between trying to hit the ball and trying to hit a home run. He had that relaxed swing, so the ball would just fly off his bat to the seats. "With each level I've gone to, I've always had to go through an adjustment period of trying to get comfortable, and doing what I'm doing now is definitely, I don't even know how to describe it, it's just fun." Recently, he did a drop-in set, a workout, as they call it, at the Capo Restaurant and Supper Club in South Boston. That was back in April. Burr did an unannounced set to work on new material. "I was sort of in a weird headspace. A lot of people there didn't know who I was, so I had to get them, and I hadn't experienced that in a minute. It threw me off a little bit, and then I started with the wrong thing. It was just one of those things that it just never stops happening." One of the up-and-comers on that bill tonight was Drew Dunn, who grew up quoting Burr's jokes with his friends. Dunn was inspired to see Burr struggle a little bit. Burr said he gave me a fist bump and said, "Really funny, dude. Seriously." So yeah, that'll stay in my head for a while. Bill Burr, Fenway Park, Sunday, 7 o'clock. On yesterday's podcast, I reviewed Tim Dillon's new special. Decider wrote about it, and I want to dive back in on this special. Some interesting things in there. Decider, and this is Sean McCarthy, the guy from the Comics Comic. He apparently also writes for Decider. Sean reminds us, in 2018, Tim Dillon was one of the first eight stand-ups named to the comedy lineup to record 15-minute sets for Netflix. Sean writes, "It's a fairly notable lineup in retrospect. The other stand-ups on that bill included Michelle Buteau, Taylor Tomlinson, Ian Carmel, Sam Jay, Phil Wang, Sabrina Jalis, and Jack Knight." Wow. Buteau and Tomlinson are Netflix stars. Carmel is James Corden's sidekick. Jay has her own HBO series. Jalis starred on a CBS sitcom. Knight wrote for Jay's HBO show. And Tim Dillon, his podcast blew up. He currently has 42,590 subscribers to his Patreon, which earns him more than $222,000 per month. That's $2.6 million annually. Imagine how much coffee you could buy with that at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. I'm just shy of the 42,000 subscribers, but that's okay. As for the special, now I'm not crazy, because Sean McCarthy writes, "The reaction from fans is curious, at least from the sound editing." That was my point yesterday. After Tim's early jokes, you'll hear the sound of a slight roar coming back from the audience, which overwhelms any laughter or applause in the room. That said, Decider says, stream it. If you've heard of Tim Dillon, wondered what all the fuss is about, or even if you haven't, this is a great opportunity to find out for yourself, all without having to subscribe to his Patreon. Meow. Now that I've lived with the special for a day, it's not going to make my end of the year list. Sorry, Tim. Love the podcast, though. TheBeat.co.au. That's Australia. They talked to Shane Gillis. Hey, Shane Gillis, what are you doing when you're not doing comedy? Shane said, I like watching sports. That's about it. I used to have more hobbies. I used to like reading. I like history. I like visiting historical places and stuff like that. And the Beat said, yeah, we noticed. You're a bit of a history buff. I saw your four-part podcast with Louis C.K. That was sensational. He knows a few things. Shane says, the Louis stuff was great. I mean, he's such a good storyteller. Just letting him talk, that was awesome. He's my guy. He's number one. Louis and I have been friends for a little bit now, so it was like, why don't we do it? He wasn't just going to come on and shoot the crap. He was like, I want to do a history podcast. Let's talk history. He was interested in it. He picked the topic. He was like, I want to talk about presidents. I was like, all right, that's a crazy topic, but all right. I was like, what do you mean, just presidents in general? And Louis was like, yes, I'd like to talk about all the presidents. I was like, all right, whatever you say, man. I genuinely figured it'd be like an hour or two. You could tell he enjoyed it. He had fun, man. You could tell he enjoyed it. It was like 4 hours of talking. It was crazy. Let's pop on over to Gossip Corner. Pete Davidson has a good friend in Orlando Bloom. Hollywood Life has the scoop. Orlando Bloom has been counseling Pete Davidson on Pete's breakup with Kim Kardashian. A source tells Hollywood Life, Orlando explained how he's been in the same situation. Try not to take things too hard. Whatever's meant to be will be, and focus on doing him for the time being. Once he gets back home, if Pete wants, he can try to work to repair the relationship. Till then, Orlando explained it. Just give Kim some space and reconnect when the time feels right. Pete is so thankful for Orlando stepping up and showing his support and meant the world to him. Orlando's been through the ringer as far as fame and dating in public, so he's a lot to offer. He's gone out of his way to show Pete support during this tough time. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing? Now, a week ago, I was feeling great. Was feeling kind of refreshed. This week, kind of worn down a little bit. I had to go see a bunch of people, been running around. You know, sometimes you just want to sit in the chair and watch some television, right? It could be easy to ignore your social battery. You spread yourself too thin. I kind of did that last week, but like it was good for me. You know, I want to see my friends, but I'm human. So I both want to see my friends, but I also just want to sit in the chair and watch some TV. You know what I'm saying? What's the right amount of socializing for you? How do you recharge? Do you thrive around people or maybe you need some alone time? For me this week, it's alone time. Well, therapy can help give you the self-awareness to build a social life that does not drain your battery. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's online. The design, awesome. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. What you do is you fill out a brief questionnaire. They'll match you with a licensed therapist. And, you know, if for some reason you and the therapist are like, you know, I'm not feeling it, you know, you can switch. No additional charge. You just switch. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Visit BetterHelp.com/DCN today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/DCN. Churchill's batteries.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
There's a new episode of my casual travel podcast. That podcast is called Travel Is Back. On this week's episode, I'm walking around Montreal. This recorded in July when I went up there for the festival. And this week, I'm walking through Chinatown and Old Town on the waterfront. We had a nice day. Travel Is Back. Wherever you get your podcasts. Currently working on an Australia series that'll probably come out in late September. Australia is awesome. You should go. All right. All this week, I've been talking about podcasts that I listen to so that I can mention them in the episode titles. And believe you me, this is working. I got up this morning and I looked at the stats and I was like, whoa, that's a lot for 7 o'clock in the morning. One of the podcasts I listened to was Nate Bargatze's Nate Land, specifically episode 110 about collectibles and baseball cards and stuff. Dusty Slay is a comic that I'm really into these days, and Dusty's on Nate's show. It was a nice chill discussion, just chill, nobody yelling, nice and calm. I don't think there were any swear words. Liked it a lot. Nate Bargatze, his podcast is called Nate Land, wherever you get your shows. The Guardian reviewed Phil Wang's show at Fringe. They gave it 4 out of 5 stars. I like Phil a lot since I sat down on the couch one night and watched his special on Netflix. The Guardian writes, if you want intelligent stand-up, a bit observational, a bit autobiographical, with no particular cultural flavor, Wang won't disappoint. With strong routines on social media, the fridge versus the oven, and photos of people who live in the house, in the house. There's no theme uniting this update from the life of Phil. There's a routine about what makes white people panic, not what you'd expect, but not something you can deny. There's a section on the editing process of his recent book, which might sound highbrow, but ends up with a wank that was primarily admin. The same combination of mildly sexual and very ridiculous animates a fine gag about the coyness that surrounds the female nipple. There's an extended section about Wang's Netflix special and the low-level celebrity it's brought, which is contrasted with the particularly Asian brand of anonymity that preceded it. Phil Wang is at Assembly George Square, Edinburgh, until August 21st. Sean McCarthy is over there, or was over there anyway. He saw Sarah Baron's show Hard Feelings and gave it 3.5 stars out of 5. Even after a full decade living, working, and starting a family in Britain, Sarah Baron concedes she's still easily described as having American energy. She may be 42, but has the spirit of a 25-year-old. She may have a British husband and a 6-year-old son, but her crowd work and her storytelling suggest she's open to anything. Especially when discussing her husband's emergency medical issues, their early troubles at attempting to conceive, and all of the bodily fluids that might come out along the way. Bring a napkin. And that's your comedy news for today. Normal episodes all weekend, and you can follow the show for free on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, wherever you get your shows, and I'll see you here tomorrow.
In a universe filled with wonders and horrors, join us on a spine-tingling journey into the depths of space. On the next episode of Monsters, Sharks, and Dinosaurs, we unravel the terrifying secrets of the SETI Alpha 5 eel from Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan. Are you ready to confront your deepest fears? Tune in to the SETI Alpha 5 Eel and prepare for a cosmic adventure like no other. Available wherever you listen to podcasts. Don't miss it.
In the next episode of the Hitmaker Chronicles podcast, we dive deep into Noah Kahan's Stick Season, a poignant and introspective indie folk masterpiece. We explore the song's themes of hometown nostalgia, the passage of time, and the struggle to reconcile the past with the present. Through a detailed analysis of the lyrics, music, and cultural impact, we uncover how Stick Season resonates with listeners on a profoundly personal level. Follow the Hitmaker Chronicles wherever you get your podcasts.